Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm Greg Deering. Today I'm joined by Savannah Nichols, who's here to talk about her experience with Leadership KFB. If you recognize her voice, it's because Savannah is a former host of this show, and we're excited she's joined again to talk about Leadership KFB. Savannah, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm so excited. This is a little fun opportunity.
Absolutely. And it's since it's been a minute since you were the host of this show, I want to have you go ahead and reintroduce yourself and tell us what you're up to now.
Yeah, it has been a while. A lot has changed since then. I got married right after I kind of finished up my internship with Kansas Farm Bureau. So new last name, which is always fun. But then my husband and I now live in Minneapolis, Kansas. We have a small herd of fall calving Red Angus cattle, and that is always kind of a fun project for us, but we both have a day job. I currently get the opportunity to serve as the marketing specialist for Agriculture Future of America. And so I get to produce my own little podcasts. So if you're into leadership in agriculture, I encourage you to check out the Cultivating Leaders podcast. But outside of that, we just get to help college students find their place in agriculture, which is a fun little job for me.
Awesome. So you work in leadership, and obviously we're here today to talk about Leadership KFB. What made you want to get involved with that?
Yeah. So my husband and I had a little detour on our trip back to Kansas, and we actually just moved back to my husband's hometown in Minneapolis this summer. And I just felt like I didn't know anybody in my community, didn't really know outside of being a college student, didn't really know what Kansas agriculture looked like and where I could fit in. So I obviously am familiar with Kansas Farm Bureau. And I was like, well, this has a big piece of a community project, which will force me to get involved in my community. And just the opportunity to travel around the state and meet industry leaders and see really what Kansas agriculture is all about. It just was the two things that I was looking for, I would say. And so it was kind of that perfect opportunity for me to, as we moved back, to kind of discover what I wanted to do.
Awesome. Should say this is a year-long program and we're in January. So you've completed the first session. What was that like?
Yeah. So yes, it's a year-long program. We go kind of through September and then have our graduation capstone in December. But first session kicked off in Manhattan and it was awesome. It's 3 days of intense, like diving into agriculture, but also like forcing ourselves to better understand ourselves. And then there's that community project piece of it that I think we'll dive into in a bit. But really, like the first day, we got to know our cohorts. Our class, I think we're class 12, and there's six of us. And so we really come from such a diverse background. And so we got to meet each other and kind of learn where we fit into in our communities and in agriculture. And then the second day, we got to tour so many industries in agriculture, specifically in Manhattan. So we met with all the CEOs from all the commodities. So think Kansas corn, wheat, sorghum, soy, and then KLA was there. All those CEOs came and talked to us about the issues impacting their commodities and their little sectors of agriculture. We also got to tour the Wheat Innovation Center and see all the work that Extension in research are doing across the state, but especially in the wheat industry. And then we chatted with folks from Kansas Farm Bureau about kind of the issues and things that they're working on just in Kansas Farm Bureau. And then the last day, Saturday, of kind of our time together was diving into our community project and really figuring out where we can make an impact, coming together using all brains of our cohort and seeing the impacts that we can make in our communities.
That sounds like a very full 3 days here in Manhattan to get you guys started with. What was the biggest takeaway that you had from that experience?
Yeah, I think for me, and it just kind of being new to Kansas agriculture, kind of on this level, it's just the scope and like how big Kansas agriculture is. I mean, I think all of my cohorts all kind of agreed that probably the coolest session that we had was bringing in the CEOs from all the different commodities, because they were able to really showcase everything that's important to Kansas agriculture. So all the crops, all the pieces of livestock, and really kind of bring that together. But then they were so intentional about mentioning how important it is to work together. So like corn isn't great without rotations of soybean and wheat, and just that collaboration piece across all of agriculture. Like, it just keeps sticking with me of they have to work together, and we, everybody in agriculture, has to find a way to like come together to like keep moving forward. So that was just like a really great reminder and something that like has really stuck with me of like, how can I show up in this industry and like bring my background in our cattle operation, but also my involvement at work with college students and collaborate with all the different people that I meet in my cohort and across everything that else that I'm involved in.
Yeah, it's sometimes tough to wrap your head around all that goes on a statewide basis in Kansas.
It's huge.
You mentioned a community project. Have you guys finalized that, or is that something that you're still working on? And just talk about maybe a little bit more about that component of Leadership KFB.
Yeah, it's a big component of Leadership KFB, and like I said earlier, one that really drew me to it. So our first session, we really just brainstormed ideas. We all kind of pinpointed ideas that we saw within our communities and what we could kind of see to fix it, and kind of use each other's experiences, because something that's a struggle in my community is different than, or maybe something that another community from my cohort is great at. So just kind of using those shared experiences to brainstorm. So when I was kind of, obviously I'm new to my community, but what I noticed when I moved here was there's not a lot of opportunity for people in agriculture to come together and learn and network. So that was basically, I presented that to my cohort, and I was like, this is what I see. This is what I feel is missing in my community. And they were able to provide me feedback of like, hey, my community does this. This might work. And really like challenged me with different things to think about of how I could implement this idea and really strive to kind of bring that community piece of agriculture back to my community.
Of the upcoming sessions that you have, is there one that stands out that you're excited to get to that just seems like it's going to be awesome?
That's such a loaded question. I think all of them are going to be so cool in their own realm. Our next one is in February. We're gearing up for that one, and we get to go to the state house and meet with our senators and representatives and learn more of the policy on the state level. I'm probably the most nervous about that, just because I'm not as well versed in what all that looks like, especially in my community right now. But then we also get to travel out to Western Kansas and just see all those big operations out there. I think that will be really fun. We get to spend a few days in Kansas City meeting consumers and kind of engaging and learning about those efforts. And then we travel to Washington, D.C., and that we'll get to meet with state leader on the federal level. Again, probably nervous about that one just because of my lack of awareness on the policy side of things, but I think it'll be a good challenge to really dive into those.
Excellent. What would you tell someone who maybe thought about applying for this current class but just didn't pull the trigger and is still considering that in the future?
Yeah, I think even just one session in, it has been such a rewarding challenge for me. It really has already, when I think about my community project and getting ready to preparing myself to go to Topeka, just really challenging myself to kind of step out of there, like be able to have these conversations with our state leaders, with the other people in my community that I'm going to be impacting, to like make the most out of my community project. So if you like a good challenge, I would definitely suggest Leadership KFB. But if you're just looking to find, I would say like kind of my sell is, if you're just looking to find where you might fit in and how you can make a difference in Kansas agriculture, but also your community, this is really kind of that piece for me.
Anything else that you would like to share or that I forgot to ask here, since you are the expert of Inside Ag?
Oh my goodness. That's a tough question. I'm just excited. I think the lineup of opportunities that we have coming up for Leadership KFB are really just going to be really just expand my knowledge. And we have a great cohort, I think, already the first session in, and we're really close. And I feel like I already have that community that I was looking for. And that's about it.
Savannah Nichols, who joined us again to talk about her experience with Leadership KFB. Savannah, thanks for coming back to Inside Ag.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is fun.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, please give it a like and share with others. I'm Greg Deering, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.